Father, Lord, we thank you this morning. We give you glory and praise. Amen. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Do you love him? Well, why don't you tell him that you love him? Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Good morning and welcome everyone. Praise the Lord. Praise team. Thank you. You may be seated. Well, I want to welcome you to the service this morning. Praise the Lord. Hello? Are you with me?
Yes.
Well, let's try that again. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I don't know. This doesn't sound like a Pentecostal church. Yeah. But Pentecostals, when you say praise the Lord, what do they normally say?
Hallelujah.
Actually, that's how you wake them up when they are sleeping, right? You say praise the Lord. And everybody say, hallelujah. Even if they were sleeping, they would do that. So let's try that again. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So let me ask you this before we get into, the ministration today. Why are you here this morning? Well, I know you came for the service, which is a good thing. That's a good thing, right? But, why else are you here? Are you here today expecting something from the Lord? Or did you just come as routine? Routine is good also, But, are you here with expectation?
Yes.
If you are here with expectation, then the Bible says your expectation shall not be caught up.
Amen?
Amen? Alright, so I want you to relax. But we are going to get into this. I'm not going to do a lot of preaching today, but I'm going to pray and minister to people today, and let's see what the Lord is going to do. But first, we got to bring the word. See, the word always goes before signs and wonders. Amen. You agree?
Yes.
Does anybody agree that the word has to go first? Well, the disciples, they went everywhere and they preached the word. The word went first. So while you're seated, I want you to raise your hands. We're going to pray again. Then I'm going to get into, just lift your heads up. No heads bowed. Lift your heads up. Because the Bible says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. And let the King of Glory come in. Who is this King of Glory anyway? Anybody know his name? Hallelujah. Well, what name do we call him? Here, right now. What do we call him?
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, this morning because of your presence among your people. And I thank you, Lord, because every time and everywhere you went, the Bible said Jesus was doing good.
Amen.
He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Praise the Lord. So, Father, we thank you this morning. As always, we know that the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple.
Amen.
We give you all the glory, Lord. So let it be today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's put our hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Wings of healing. Now, that's wings of healing. I preached this many years ago. But I want to preach it today because it's going to be more like a healing service is what I want to do today that the Lord put in my heart to do, and I invited, some folks. I don't know if they're here or will come, but, let's believe the Lord together. Amen.
Amen.
Now, when we say healing, some people always think of, physical ailment. But that's not the only thing that the Lord heals. Hello? The Lord can heal bitter waters and make them sweet. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord can heal the brokenhearted. In fact, anything that is not quite right, that's what he does. He does heal physical sickness as well, too. So we're going to start here with Malachi chapter 4 and verse 2. Here's a promise. But unto you that fear my name. Anybody fear the name of the Lord in here? Well, let me hear an amen from you if you hear the name of the Lord. If you fear the name of the Lord, let me hear an amen.
Amen.
Unto you that fear my name. Shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings? And we're talking about wings of healing here this morning. The Bible says in Luke chapter 5, there's a story there. And you can read it from about verse 17 to about 20. And Jesus was in the house. Well, I know we may not see him physically today. But does anybody believe that Jesus is in the house?
Amen.
Well, the Bible says that when two or three of you gather together, Jesus said that himself. Two of you or three gather together in my name, there I am in the midst.
Amen.
Are we more than two?
Yes.
Now that means Jesus is here.
Amen.
When Jesus was in the house, in Luke chapter 5, verse 17, you know, something was going on, but we were told that the power of the Lord was present to heal. Hallelujah. Because Jesus was in the house. And it came to pass on a certain day, we are told, that as he was teaching, there were Pharisees and doctors of the law and so forth like that, sitting by. And they came out of every town of Galilee. People are coming here today from various places and so on. And they came from Jerusalem, they came from Galilee, they came from Judea and all of that and so forth. And the power of the Lord was present to heal. Hallelujah. So let's believe that the Lord's power is also here, present to heal today. There was also a story, and in this particular story, if you read it, continue to read it. Let's go to verse 18 and just read through to verse 20. You know, in this particular story, there was a man that they brought on a bed. He had, you know, palsy. You know, he couldn't really, you know, get around and so forth. So they carried him, you know, some of his friends carried him and so forth. And next verse, let's see what happens. Go through from 19 to 20 quickly. You know. And when they could not find by which way they might bring him in, because there was a lot of people and there was no room for them to get through the crowd, they decided that they were going to go up, you know, on the housetop, go up on the roof and all of that, you know. And then they took the roof out. Well, I don't know. You know. I mean, these people, they were desperate for something, you know, and they wanted to get this man in front of Jesus, and they couldn't get through the crowd, you know, and it wasn't exactly the man, it was his friends, you know, but, you know, so they brought this man before Jesus. Let's look at verse 20. Verse 20, please. And when Jesus saw their faith, now this is what I like to call vicarious faith. It wasn't exactly the faith of the man, well, maybe the man too, but it was the faith of his friends. Because, look, they would not be denied. They wanted to get this man in front of the Christ. And so Jesus says to the man, son, oh man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And of course, you know, when Jesus says things like that, he's going to get a challenge from the Sanhedrin. He's going to get a challenge from the Pharisees. And those guys, you say, you can't say that. I mean, why does this man commit blasphemy? You can read the rest of the story. There's nobody but God that can forgive sin. If they only knew who was standing right there. Hallelujah. Nobody. And Jesus said to them, well, you don't need to grumble your heart. I mean, which one is really easier? Is it easier for me to have said to the man, thy sins be forgiven thee? Or for me to say, take up thy bed and walk? Now, anybody know the answer to that? Which one is easier? Which one is easier? It is actually easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee. Because if you say it, and nothing happens, nobody knows what happened. You just say, thy sins be forgiven thee. And you know, you just go on your way. So that one is easier to say.
Thy sins be forgiven thee.
And whoever say, oh well, maybe he prayed that his sins be forgiven. You know.
So Jesus said, look, in order for you to know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sin, I'm going to show you the one that is even harder. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I'm going to tell this man to get up from his bed and walk. Now, if Jesus tells this man to get up from his bed and walk, and he doesn't walk, then we got a problem, right? We got a problem. Now the disciples will say, well, I don't know. Maybe he has, you know, gone too far this time. But Jesus said to the man, you know, after he told that to the crowd, he turned to the man. First he told the crowd that you guys may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sin. So he turned to the man and says, now, take up your bed. Hallelujah. And you can read the end of the story. That's exactly what happened. You know, because the power of the Lord was present to heal. There's another story in John chapter 5 where the power of the Lord was present to heal. Many of you know these stories, but I got to bring these stories. And this was the case of the man. You can read in the first 9 verses in chapters 1. I mean, chapter John 5 from verse 1 to 9. You know, there was a man. I mean, that was, you know, I mean, let's read it from verse 1. There was a feast. Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Next verse. Let's go through it quickly. There was at the Jerusalem at that time, there was a pool that was called Bethesda. And there in it had 5 porches around the pool. And in the pool lay a great multitude of impotent folk. Some of them were blind. Some were halt, some were crippled, you know, and so forth. And they were waiting for the moving of the water. Because there was something that happened. There was an angel that went out at a certain season. Nobody knew exactly the day he would come. But they kind of knew, they had an idea of the season. So everybody camped out. Kind of like in the old days before COVID and some years ago. How people used to camp out, especially the women, camp out on Black Friday. They would camp out, you know, many hours before that Black Friday. Some of them would actually bring blankets because it's a little bit chilly by, you know, November and so on. So they camp out waiting for the store to open. Amen? You know, and so these people camped out waiting for the moving of the water. And it turned, this was the mercy of God to them at that time. Because they didn't really have somebody with the power of God. You know, so the Lord would send an angel once in a while. And when the angel was, you know, stirred up the pool, whosoever then, after the trouble of the water, was the first to get in, he was healed of whatever disease he had. Hallelujah. And so there was this man that had been coming. We are told that he had an infirmity for 38 years. And he had been coming. So, on this particular day, the power of the Lord was also present to him. But on this day, Jesus was going to one person. He wasn't going to everybody. So he found this guy out. He says to this guy, hey, what's happening? And the guy says, well, you know, I'm waiting here, you know, for the moving of the pool. Jesus said, look, would you like to be made whole? What kind of a question is that? So the man looks at him. What kind of a question is that? I mean, are you kidding me? I'm here, camping out, waiting for the water, and you're asking me if I want to be here? Of course I want to be here. But I can't get into the water fast enough. I've been coming, but I get this close, but then I miss it. I always get just this close, but somebody else steps in ahead of me, and I have nobody to help me. Isn't that like people today always saying there's nobody to help me? Look, vain is the help of man, amen?
But the Lord is your helper.
Amen.
You know, people say, I don't have anybody to help me. Who's going to put me in the water? And Jesus looked at the man, and knowing his condition, that he has been like that for a long time, he had compassion on the man. And he says to him, today, don't worry about the water. Don't worry about the angel. Hallelujah! It's not about the water. It's not about the angel. Today, the power of the Lord is present to him. I'm right here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The power of the Lord was present to him. And Jesus says to the man, you know, meanwhile, that time the man is looking at him. What's he talking about? Why is he telling me not to worry about the water? Why is he telling me not to worry about the angel? That's the only way I'm going to get my healing, from the water and from the angel. See, that's the problem with people. Sometimes we are so narrow focused, we think that that's the way God is going to do it. Because that's the way he did it before. Every year, every season, I don't know how many months apart those seasons were, but every time, you know, that's how whoever got healed, got healed. So my only chance is if I can get into that water, if I'm the first. And Jesus said, today, it's not about the angel. It's not about the water. Today is your day. Hallelujah. You know, and this man was healed. And I want to take up a parable to you today and say, why there are not many impotent folk? Hello? Did you not read that there were a great number of impotent folk that lay there? Did you read that? Or is it only in my Bible? Is it only in my Bible? There was a great number of impotent folk that lay there. It reminds me of a story of the woman with the issue of the blood. You know? And this woman, she said within herself, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. And so she pressed through the crowd. And she knew. And she had been 12 years all over the place. Spent all her living on doctors and was nothing better. She was not improved. She actually grew worse. But she had heard of Jesus. And she said, look, I know what I'm going to do. I am resolved what I'm going to do. Do you know, ladies and gentlemen, men and brethren, that this woman's miracle began from the day she made up her mind. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
From the time she made up her mind that I'm going to Jesus and I'm going to get through the crowd, and no matter what happens, I'm getting through. And when I touch him, I will be healed.
Amen, amen.
She made up her mind long, and she was healed long before she was actually healed. Let me say that to you again. She was healed long before she was actually healed. Because that faith was already working. So finally she made her way and touched the hem of his garment. And Jesus turned around. Because immediately virtue went out of him. Now the power of the Lord was also present to heal. But the whole crowd were not healed. They were not healed. Just like all the multitude of folk that lay there. They were not healed. Now, there are times that Jesus healed them all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There were many times that he healed them all. You know, the Bible will say that they brought unto him many and he healed them all. But there were these times that even though the power of the Lord was present to heal, it wasn't everybody. Even the man that came with his bed and so forth, we don't know that everybody else was healed. You know. So, Jesus said, who touched him? And the disciples looked at him. And you know, those disciples are always surrounding, you know. It's like some kind of bodyguard or whatever, as if he needs something like that. They're always around him. Say, are you kidding? All these people around you, everybody thronging you, bumping you on every side, and you're saying, who touched me? And Jesus said, no. There was a different touch. Somebody touched me. Hallelujah. And I want somebody to touch the Lord today. Now, it may not be healing. It may be anything else. But it can be healing too. Hallelujah. You know,
Praise God. You know, and it could be anything. At the beginning of this year, the Lord gave us a word. What was that word? A single word.
Emerge.
This year is your year to emerge. So today, even if you don't have a healing need, I am going, you know, because we've been 3 months have passed already. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And sometimes when the Lord gives the word, what you must do is what Elijah did. Elijah said, I hear the abundance, the sound of abundance of rain. And he said to Ahab, go and eat, go and drink, go and celebrate. But did Elijah go and eat? Did he go and drink?
No.
What did he go and do? Hello? He went to the top of Mount Carmel and he got before the Lord. He put his head down between his knees and he began to pray. James chapter 5 records that. He prayed effectually and fervently, even though he already had the promise. Hello?
Amen.
He already had that promise that the rain was coming. In fact, he sent other people, just go and celebrate, the rain is coming. But he himself wasn't celebrating anything. He was going to pray that promise through.
Amen.
He's not going to leave it up to chance. He's not going to let the devil foul it up. And I tell you what, if the devil has anything to do about it, and he always does. If he has anything to say about it, and he always does. He's always going to try to foul up the promises of God. And so, we must pray. Hallelujah. And that's why Jesus said that men ought always to pray and not to faint. So today, even though I did it before at the beginning of this year, I'm going to do it again. Hallelujah. Today, I will be praying for the sick. As a matter of fact, I'll be laying hands on the sick. Because that's what the Bible says. It says these signs shall follow them that believe. You lay your hands on the sick, and they shall be healed. How many of you believe that? Are there any believers in the house? You can do it too, not just me. But I'm going to do it today. Hallelujah. Because the Lord sent me here to do it. And secondly, I am also going to anoint you. This is the anointing to emerge. Hallelujah. There are two things. And let me tell you something about the power of God when it is present. When the power of God is present, I already said it, but I just want to make it clear. When the power of God is present to heal, you have to tap into it. Not just tap, you have to get a hold of it. You know, because there were many impotent people, and they were not healed. Not because Jesus ministered to them and they were not healed, but he was just not drawn to them. Why was he drawn to this particular man? I don't know. But Jesus knows something. Maybe in the heart of this man, he could have been desperate. He might have been, but he never gave up. Because I don't know how many of those 38 years he had been coming. Maybe the best part of his adult life, out of those 38 years, he had been coming. Just come in, and every time it seemed like it was not going to happen. It just wasn't going to happen. Get this close. Somebody else steps in front of him. And he missed out every single time. But today is your day. Amen. You will not miss out in Jesus' name. Now when the Lord is passing by, there's a song we used to sing. That when Jesus is passing by, pass me not by, O gentle Savior, and all that stuff. That's another song we used to sing in my natural dialect. I said, look, you know, when the Lord is passing by and you are trying to get something from him, that's not the kind of prayer you pray on your knees. You need to get up and run after him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are times to pray on your knees. There are times when you got to cast off your garment and go to the Lord. That's what those blind people did. There was one of them called Bartimaeus. You know, they cried out the more when they needed something from God. And when the Lord said, come, they cast out the garment and they ran. You know, just trying to figure out his way. Maybe they guided him or whatever. But he went to the Lord. You know, there are times when you must pray and pray and pray on your knees. There are times also when you want to say, enough. Hallelujah. Hello. Enough already. Isaiah 52 and verse 2 tells you that. There are times when you have to shake yourself from the dust. And there are times when you have to loose yourself from the bands around your neck. You got to do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I was talking to some folks over the weekend and I said, look, it is time for you to do things differently. It's time for you when you wake up in the morning and look in the mirror. And I know our ladies love those mirrors. Make up your makeup and all that. But while you are making up your face, make up your soul as well. Because the soul is what's going to get you down. All those emotions are in the soul. The spirit is all good. The spirit is good. That's why the Bible says the spirit is always willing. Spirit is good. But the soul will be depressed, will be deflated, you know, will be upset, will be unbelieving. There'll be all sorts kinds of things. And so, here's what I said to the folks. I said, look, it is time for you every morning when you get up now, for you, and I want to teach it to the people here as well. Some people already heard this. But every morning now when you get up, it is time for you to now do the words of Psalm 110 and verse 3. If you can put that up for me, Psalm 110 verse 3. You now have to do this. In the morning, when you get up, you now have to command the duties of holiness in the womb of the morning. Early in the morning, when the morning is pregnant, you have to now decide what kind of pregnancy this is going to be. It's up to you. You know, because the Lord has already given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Giving it all to us. Now, you can even renew the dew of your youth. You can do all these things. And you can say while you're looking at that mirror, mirror, mirror on the wall. No, we're not doing that today. Because when you look at that mirror, you feel deflated. You feel depressed. And the mirror is telling you, you are sad today. Why look you so sadly today? Why do you look so depressed? And then you need to say, no, we're not doing that today. Today, I'm rejoicing in the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm not doing that depressed stuff. Not today. I'm not doing it. Hallelujah. That's the antidote for all that depression that sets in on you when you wake up in the morning. It's that simple. I mean, people are fine the day before, and all of a sudden they wake up, they're all depressed. Why? Because there are no depressing spirits. They're there. You know. And so God doesn't want us, and this is what I called it over the weekend. I said, look, God doesn't want us to have this yo-yo thing. You're up today, you're down the next day. God is not a yo-yo God. Amen? 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 The Bible says in the book of James that all good and perfect gifts come from him. And with him there is no shadow of variableness. That's yo-yo. There is no shadow of variableness. He doesn't have any mood swings. That's what shadow of variableness is. Mood swings. One day God say, yeah, I'm going to bless you. The next day say, no, I'm not feeling good today. Nobody's getting blessed today. I'm not working any miracles. I'm not blessing anybody today. And then tomorrow, yeah, I'm going to bless you. No, God doesn't do that. Then why should we? Praise God. So from now on, you tell the mirror. What you see in that mirror, when it is not smiling, when it is had that depressing face, you tell the mirror, we're not doing that today. Hallelujah. I will yet praise him for the light of his countenance. Oh my soul, why are you disquieting within me? Hallelujah. David knew how to do that. He would speak to his soul and put that soul in his place. You got to put that soul in its place, folks. Amen? Don't let the soul get a hold of you. So when the soul gets a hold of you, that's why people run their mouth and do all these other things. And, you know, you say the thing that you shouldn't say and so forth. Put that soul in its place. Give me Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. Some people have heard me teach on this. And I'm bringing it to you this morning. Give me Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. This is how you, you know, verse 12, I meant to say. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. This is how you put the soul in its place. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And it can divide, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Your soul is going one way. Your soul, unbelieving, fearful, doubtful, and all that stuff. Depressed. But in the spirit, you say, nevertheless. Hallelujah. I'm going to rejoice.
Amen.
I'm going to joy in my God.
Hallelujah.
I'm not doing any of that depressed stuff today.
Amen.
So you better change that reflection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You tell the mirror. Let's see a better reflection in that mirror. I'm not doing that stuff today. No. Praise the Lord. And then also, I'm going to pray against what I'm calling the snail spirit. That's right. Yeah. I am going to come against those here today. I'll come against some other things too, which the Lord already showed me. But we'll do that when we pray. But I want to tell you this. There is a thing that is called a snail spirit. Crawling. it just can't get his act together. It just can't move. And the devil will take advantage of that. It comes through, let me tell you how it comes. It comes through procrastination. Procrastinate a little thing. What you should do, you won't do it. Then the sales spirit, it gets a hold of that. Once it gets a hold of that, then everything just becomes delay and delay and delay.
Well, I'm going to pray against the spirit of delay. Amen.
And here is the word of the Lord. And after this verse, I'm going to pray. This is the next verse and the last for today. I'm going to give to you in Ezekiel chapter 12. I'm going to read verses 25 and 28. And then I'm going to pray. And I want you to, you know, psych yourself up for this prayer. Just like the woman psyched herself up that I'm ready through the crowd. And one way or another, today, if I touch the heaven, I'm going to be healed. Just like those men psyched themselves up that, look, we're not taking this man back on his bed. If we can just get him before Jesus, we know everything's going to be all right. I want you to psych yourself up. For the Lord said, for I am the Lord, and I will speak, and the word that it shall speak to you shall come to pass, and it shall no more be prolonged, no more delay. So I'm going to pray against the spirit of delay here this morning. For in your days. Now, we don't want to be called rebellious. I don't want the Lord to call me rebellious. Do you? Do you want the Lord to call you rebellious? No. In your days, O ye children of the Most High, will I say the word, and in your days will I perform it, saith the Lord. Now, in your days, I have spoken the word to you this year, that you will emerge. And even in your days, I will also perform it, saith the Lord. Look at verse 28 of the same chapter, and then we are going to pray. I will be praying for healing, and I'll be praying for movement.
Amen.
That's right. Somebody say movement.
Movement.
Yeah. That's right. You know. Therefore, say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged anymore. And somebody say amen.
Amen.
No more delay. But the word which I have spoken, even as I spoke at the beginning of the year, that in this year you will emerge, that word which I have spoken shall come to pass. it shall be done, said the Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to stand to your feet here this morning. Let's stand to our feet. Now, who has despised the day of small things? Now, don't despise the day of small things in your heart. Because one man called Naaman, he despised that. He said, well, I thought the prophet would come out here, jump up and down, strike the leper, call thunder down, and do all these things. You know, but the prophet just told him a simple word, go and wash. And he wouldn't do it, but thank God that his servants convinced him to do it. Praise the Lord. So, what I want to say to you today is this. Believe on the Lord your God. 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. And so shall he be established. Believe also his prophets, and so shall you prosper. Believe the word of God today. Let it be mixed with faith in your heart. Hallelujah. And that's how we're going to do it. Now, if you need healing of any kind, anything at all, hallelujah, I want you to come. So I'm going to divide the line into two. Now, listen to me very carefully. Follow the instructions. If you want healing, I want you on this side. Pains, what have you, internal stuff, even stuff that you don't see, but it's just not going right. But you know that you need healing. Now, if you need movement, I want you to stand on this side. And the Lord has given you the word, but things are not moving. Because there is that snail spirit and the spirit of delay. So I want you to come. Healing on this side. Movement on this side, where I'm pointing to here. Movement. You want movement. Delay, delay, delay. So I am enough already of this delay. So you are over here for delay or against delay. You are over here for healing. Praise the Lord. Now, let me say, first of all, to you here, who are here for healing. This is the word of the Lord, not my word. You can put up for me Malachi 4:2 again. Now, if you are here, can you put up that scripture of Malachi chapter 4, verse 2? If you are here and you fear the Lord, let me see what it gets up. Yeah, that's your promise right there. Unto you that fear my name. And that's the title of today's lesson. It's Wings of Healing. Unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with what?
Healing.
Healing in his wings. Hallelujah. There are also bitter waters that need to be healed. You know? There are situations that need to be healed. There may be emotions that need to be healed. The Lord said in Isaiah 61, he said, I am your healer and the healer of the brokenhearted. So for those of you who are here for healing, that's your promise. And I'm going to come over here in a minute. I want to do this real quickly. Here's how I'm going to do it. It's really very simple. Give me your oil if you would, please. I want you to believe God. You know the Bible says, any two of you shall agree as touching anything. How many of you know that's in scriptures? Matthew chapter 18 and verse 19. If you agree, you know, I mean, in those verses there from 16 to 19, it's telling them, two of you, three of you, and so I'll be in the midst. If you agree on anything, I'll do it. All you gotta do is find, if you believe in your heart, all you gotta do is find somebody else that has some faith. Hallelujah! Don't put your business in front of people that have no faith. They're not going to help you. But they will drain you. They will just drain the anointing of faith from you. Because they say, you can't do that. That's not going to happen. That's all they will say. But they have no faith.
hands of the Lord, and then you get a hold of somebody that has some faith, and you believe together. Now, I can tell you that I have some faith, amen. So all I got to do is get you to believe with me, and I believe with you. That makes two of us, and that settles it. Hallelujah. We are the ones that make these things complicated. They are really very simple with the Lord. And if you believe it, it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 1, I think verse 45 or so say, look, and blessed is she that believes. And I say, Lord, women be as well. Blessed is she that believes, for there shall be a performance of those things that was spoken unto her. Amen. And if you are here for healing as well, Jesus said in Luke chapter 13, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, be loosed today on this Sabbath day? And he turned to the woman. But the people were looking at him. Are you? You going to perform a miracle on the Sabbath day? Moses told us, no, don't do that. You know, we cannot do stuff. There are many days of the week to be healed. These people didn't care anything about the people. All they cared about was, some law and some things. You know, come on Monday to whatever day. But on Sabbath day, don't come to be healed. Praise God. But Jesus said, look, this woman has been bound 18 years. So he turned to the woman and said, woman, thou art loose from thy infirmity. Give me that oil. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put the oil in my hands. And you put your hands in my hands with the oil. Hallelujah. And you put it upon yourself. Put it anywhere you want. It's good. Two of us agree. I'm just going to agree with you that whatsoever ails you, hallelujah. I didn't get a lot of response. Whatever ails you, through this prayer, just like this, shouldn't you be delivered from such a day as this? Are you not a person that bear the Lord? Should not the Son of Righteousness arise upon you with healing in his wings? It is your portion already. Hallelujah. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15, that's my prayer. Just point. Tell me what's that. A little bit. That's my prayer for you this morning, those of you that need healing. And what did he say? Put it up. Look. I mean, Deuteronomy 7, 15. What did he say? Personalize it. Don't say die, sickness or whatever. I don't know how it is. The Lord will take away from thee. Don't say from thee. How do you personalize it? The Lord said, he will take away from me all sickness. And he will not put on me the simple diseases of Egypt, which I know about. I know about them, but he's not going to put them on me. Amen. But I will lay them up. I don't even want to say that part. Lay them on those that hate you. But it's not your portion for sicknesses and diseases. Amen.
Amen.
Now, all you got to do, and when I run out of oil, I want more. All you got to do is come out here, put your hand in my hand. With this oil, and let's believe the Lord together. Amen.
Amen.
And if I be a man of God, and if the word of God be true, then let's see what the Lord will do for you today.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Put it right here. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Put it right here. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hand in my hand. agree with you. If any two of you shall agree as touching, now it means concerning, but literally also means touching. We are touching now and we are agreeing on it, whatever it is wrong, say the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Put it right here. Thank you.
You are healed in Jesus' name.
healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You are healed in Jesus' name. Now, I want you guys to come back and give testimony to the Lord. Testimony to the Lord.
Let me ask you this. How many people are going to come back on the next testimony day and give testimony to the Lord? I want to see your hand. Those that have been prayed for and those that are yet to be prayed for. Will you come back and give testimony? Now, don't say something before the Lord that you are not going to. The angels don't like it. So, come back. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to pray for you guys here. We need some movement. And that is going to be your song. Amen. Amen. See what the Lord has done. What I've been waiting for. I'm not going to pass. I'll tell you a testimony. Those of you that were praying for healing, listen to this. Because it was a healing testimony. I was in a certain place. One time, and I said to the lady, she had the issue of blood. Over a year or so, she said, hers was not as bad as it, 12 years. But I said, if you come back tomorrow night, if you promise to come back tomorrow night, it was a crusade. If you come back tomorrow night, promise to come and give your testimony, the Lord will hear you tonight. And she said, she promised. The next day, for the testimony line. And I saw somebody rushing and pushing everybody out of the way. And it was that lady from yesterday. She had been burned up with the, you know, something issue while we were there. She said continuously for 1 year he hadn't stopped. But that night she was healed. Hallelujah. All because she determined in her heart that she was coming to give a testimony. That's what I said. Now, for those of you who are here, I want to see some movement. Amen. Movement! Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against that snail spirit. That crawling spirit, I come against it in the name of Jesus. I cast it out from the lives of your people. In the name of Jesus. And some of you that are praying for healing before, you also need this. So you can come back and get a double portion. Amen. There will be movement. There will be no more delay. There will be movement in Jesus' name. Alright, let's do this. Are you ready? Are you fired up? Can you handle it when the Lord opens the windows of heaven? I went to a certain place one time and I called the prayer like this, healing and some other things. I didn't call it with me. I don't remember. I said, well, you just need some kind of blessing. I was very aware. So they all came. One young man came and said he was a car salesman. He had a car salesman. He had actually had a car shop and he sold cars. And he sold anything he wants and he was frustrated. And I said, well, movement. Amen. Praise God. A week later, my wife went back to that place. I left. Went to another city. 1 week later, my wife arrived at that place. She went, he went and gave a testimony to her. I said, I sold 13 cars. I bought, can you sell 13 cars in 1 week? And for years, you have sold something. He just does it. And don't worry about somebody here. Those of you that heard me preach on the King's table. Don't worry about anybody else. When the Lord, the King, is stretching out the golden scepter towards you, he makes a law just for you.
Amen.
Doesn't matter what the Lord, the land says. Just for you.
your hand. If the Lord shall open the windows of heaven, can they see me? Well, don't say that in your heart. Lay anywhere for that guy. So if you are here today and you believe God. Now, how much you go? Don't look for a million different things. And then you don't even know. Don't say God should bless me. That is not a prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, don't pray that God should bless you. That's not a prayer. He has already blessed you. That's what he said. Already bless us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Be specific. Don't say, go to your father and say, Father, give me something. If you go to the father and say, Father, give me something, he might give you a stone. Hello? Because you said something. And he can give you a stone and it will be something. But if you said, give me bread, he will never give you stone. So let's be specific. Hallelujah. As you put your hands in here, believe the Lord, there must be movement. There must be movement in Jesus' name. There must be movement in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. There must be movement in Jesus' name. There must be movement in Jesus' name. This is the year that you must emerge. Ah, give me some more air. There must be movement. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There must be movement in the name of Jesus. There must be movement. Hallelujah. Put it right here. There must be movement in the name of Jesus. There must be movement as we agree together in Jesus' name. There must be movement. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There must be movement. Hallelujah. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody pray for me. So much for you. There must be movement in the name of Jesus. There must be movement in the name of Jesus. There must be movement in the name of Jesus. There must be movement in the name of Jesus. It is your time to tap into it. There must be movement in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That will be your song. See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. Movement in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah.
believe.
In the name of Jesus. And I don't want your praise to miss out on this.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me get you. Brother Abraham Baptist. Hallelujah.